Attorney Monty Stewart defended both Idaho's and Nevada's same-sex marriage bans. Stewart had an uphill battle, given that in recent months, many courts have struck down such bans. Plus, the three judges on the Ninth Circuit panel hearing these cases have all ruled in favor of gay rights in the past. Stewart argued that allowing same-sex marriage, which he called genderless marriage, would eventually undermine marriage in general.
Over time, the level of fatherlessness in the lives of Idaho children generally will increase.
But Judge Marsha Berzon was clearly skeptical.
What strikes me is that this train has left the station in the sense that the changes occurred in American marriages before all this.
Stewart took another stab at it when defending Nevada's ban.
If you're going to create a child and bring that child into this life, do it in a stable, committed relationship known as marriage, so that that child will have the benefits of the child's bonding right. And that is not the message of genderless marriage.
He was interrupted by Judge Stephen Reinhart, who said if Nevada's message is that you should have children in a committed marriage, the state should then allow same-sex couples to marry. One point that all parties agreed on is that the U.S. Supreme Court will ultimately have the final word on this issue. Jude Joffe Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.